Welcome to Postcast. The Utah Jazz defeat the Denver Nuggets in a close 2.129-127 win tonight behind Donovan Mitchell, putting up 50 again and take a commanding 3-1 lead over the Denver Nuggets. We are live for you on Postcast on Twitch, YouTube, Facebook, Periscope. Please jump aboard on any and all of those. We'd love to have you aboard. Love to have your questions. Thank you very much for jumping aboard and joining us as we want to hear from you. Get your thoughts and your reaction. Locked On Jazz will have its regular reaction show coming your way after the ball game tomorrow morning. So right now is your opportunity to jump aboard the show and give us your thoughts and your comments. Let me give my quick take on this one. Frankly, what Denver did today is in the Jazz win is that Denver came out and basically said to Donovan, back to their game one defense, and they basically said, we're not going to let you have 13 corner threes a game. Denver said, we're not going to give you 13 corner threes a game. We're not going to let you move the ball. I bet you we threw 240 passes instead of our regular 300. We're not going to let you take 50% of your shots as threes. We're going to go back to our regular defense, and we are going to dare Donovan Mitchell to drop 50 on us. And Donovan Mitchell dropped 50. From an offensive standpoint, that's what happened in this ballgame. Denver did a lot of things differently today. They did a lot of things nicely today. This was a heck of a game. But the bottom line is that they basically dare Donovan to drop 50 on him again, and Donovan dropped 50 on him again. And that's a superstar. That is beeping incredible. I mean, the amount of guys that have dropped 50 twice in a playoff run are Michael Jordan twice, Wilt Chamberlain, Allen Iverson, and Donovan Mitchell, I think. Maybe one other. I mean, it's just stupid. And to basically, the growth and development on that pick and roll and how he played it is amazing. Johnny Bryant, Quinn Snyder, everybody who's worked with him deserve a ton of credit. I mean, I've always said I thought Don was a guy who could score 30 points a game in a regular season. Like, he's just there. He's got all he had to do, get to the free throw and get a few more catch and shoot threes. Well, he's getting the free throw line. Took, I think, 18 free throws today. Went 17 of 18 from the line. Early in the ballgame, Denver came out and changed the way they were playing. They started Monte Morris and Jamal Murray and Jeremy Grant and Paul Millsap and Jokic, and they took the ball out of Murray's hands, had Morris run it. Murray was coming around picks. They were moving it. They were spacing, and we couldn't get a stop at all. In fact, this might be, I would guess, that there have been almost no playoff games with a combined offensive rating of 140. This might be the best offensive playoff game you'll ever see. Jamal Murray was equally as insane as Donovan. We played defense for about 8 minutes of the third quarter, went on a 15-6 run, and went from being down to up 10, and that was the only defense that had any effect on the game at all. At all. Denver did a lot of interesting things today, and we were just good enough to beat them. 3-1 this series lead is mammoth. You win series when you're up 3-1. And the fact that it's in the bubble is even a bigger deal. Because if this was a regular series, we'd now be going to Denver. They'd feel good about that. 3-2, come back home. All they got to do is win a game. If they get that one, they're going 3-3 back home. They think they got a chance. Instead, it's 3-1, same setting, 3 games in a row. It's going to be brutally tough. So, unbelievable. Absolutely amazing win. Great energy, great drama. Exactly what you'd expect. Like, you're trying to basically come pretty close to knocking someone out of the playoffs. That's what you'd anticipate and expect in that ballgame. So, super. Mike Conley, great game. Jordan Clarkson, super energy, key. Big for Jordan Clarkson. He had a playoff failure when he was in Cleveland. Didn't even play the last 2 games of his playoffs with Cleveland. This is a great, great aspect for him to bounce back like this. The other aspect of this that is, the Jazz offensive rating coming into the game was a 129. It's a 140 tonight. Jazz offensive rating against Denver in these 4 games is a 130 plus. I mean, they just can't stop the Jazz. They cannot stop the Jazz at all. Let's go to the coaching lines or the phone lines from Coach KMN. Quinn's adjustment to have Ingles on Jokic to switch the two-man game late was genius. Do you know if that was prepared or was it on the fly? I know you're not there. Just curious. It was prepared. I knew it was coming. So it was talked about, at least. I didn't know it was coming. But yes, so late in the game, they actually tried it the play before, and O'Neal picked up his fifth foul. And so they couldn't go back to it. They actually snuck it in like two or three plays earlier. They'd gone to it. And Jokic, who's so smart, started posting O'Neal. And O'Neal picked up an off-ball foul, got his fifth foul. So the Jazz had to pull out of it. They went to that defense then late. And what everyone's saying, so what was happening was Murray was driving down the lane, flaring back to Jokic, who was hitting a three, or Murray was just hitting when they ran that pick and roll and that handoff. And the Jazz had not solved that at all. So what the Jazz did is they put Royce O'Neal on Jokic, Joe Ingles on Murray. When they interchanged, they switched. Murray actually got by O'Neal, but then Gobert was waiting at the rim for him. With the switch, if you aggressively switch and step out and touch on the switch, then you're taking away a little bit of that step back three and some of those other aspects. So good pickup on your part. That was a major play of the game. That was very, very well coached. Let's go to Craig Matsuyura. Nice to see Conley playing well, getting overlooked because Mitchell is playing well. I mean, this is exactly how the Jazz were built, and without Boyan, this is exactly what the Jazz had to do. I mean, Mike Conley, just terrific today. 8 of 13, 4 of 8 from 3, 26 points. He was minus 2. Yeah, don't really believe in game. They are going at him a little bit. I'm not sure he's gotten a lot of stops defensively, honestly. I'll be interested to see if they try to zero in on him a little bit more in game five. But his offense, and it just, you know, maybe the most important thing is that he was just running enough plays so that the Jazz don't need Donovan on every possession. Donovan's got some juice left. Eugene, Donovan's on a different level. I mean, we've got to make sure we stop and understand what we're watching. This is really, really remarkable stuff. I mean, we watched two of the greatest players of all time in Karl Malone and John Stockton. They never did this. They never did this. Right? I mean, the amount of guys that have ever done this in the history of the game are few and far between. Will Chamberlain, Allen Iverson, Donovan Mitchell, and Michael Jordan. Quinn Snyder, from the very first minute he had Donovan Mitchell, said he's Allen Iverson. That kind of score. We're seeing it. In his third year. Craig also points out that this is a make-or-miss league. There's no question. I mean, we were lights out from three again tonight. 14 of 29, 48%. They were 39%. I mean, this is one ball bouncing one direction differently game. I really thought the Nuggets were about to blow us out in the first half. I thought they were playing great. I thought they were making it difficult on us. I thought we were having a very hard time defensively, and I felt like if we blinked for a second offensively that they were about to just blast us. Lee Jensen, this is the best game I think the Jazz have had in a while. How can we keep this energy as we go through the playoffs? Well, one thing I would say is if you can go get the next game, you don't know who you're playing yet because Dallas and the Clippers are tied at 2-2. It's interesting. Clippers played a lot of that game tonight without a center, which is not great because the Clippers are actually a decent matchup if we get there because they always have a center on the floor because of Gobert. And then you turn Paul George into Kawhi Leonard into just mid-range jumpers, shooters. They don't have a weak link defensively other than Lou Williams, though. We can't go hunt people. Boy, have we hunted Michael Porter Jr. What do you think of Morgan getting good playoff minutes? I think it's incredible that the coaching staff understand these guys well enough to know that they can rely on Juwan Morgan in this circumstance, having not played him all year, to get it going. Ramkin 11 on Twitch. Do you feel the Jazz were lacking in effort on the boards, or are they mostly awkward shots that Denver got lucky? I think, let's give the other guys credit. Denver's the third best offensive rebounding team in the league. I mean, Denver hit the glass, a lot of long rebounds, but Denver hit the glass tonight with an effort, and it worked. It slowed us down. We unfortunately, you know, weren't able to get out in the same way. Game got very slow. 91 possession game. Denver's offensive rebounding rate today was 35.4. That's a lot of of what they are and who they are and what they do. Let me see if I can get some other people involved. I got a lot of the same questions. Is Donovan the best player in the playoffs right now? That guy in Dallas was pretty good today. That guy in LA for the Lakers was pretty good. That guy in Portland's been pretty good. Like, I'm not gonna go too far. All right, let's go over to Instagram, get some of your questions on Instagram. Thank you very much for tuning in. Late night. A lot of hellos. One of my guy, George Niang, stopped by today. He usually stops by the live show. We always appreciate it when he does. Great call. Thank you. Appreciate it. Do you think the series is over? I've said before the series started, before any of these series started, my wife actually the other day told me she thinks I'm crazy on this take. I just don't think things are coming. I think the basketball is going to be the best we've ever seen, and the series are not going to be good. We saw it today. Saw two series ending sweeps today. I think series that go 2-2 are going to like keep going, and series that go 3-0 and 3-1 are not. It's such a different environment when you're playing in the same building and you have them at home. But we'll see. I don't think Denver's going to roll. Like, we better be good. Like, if we don't play, they'll go get the win. Like, if we give it to them, if we battle and can get ahead, then I think there's a chance. It's an interesting question. Craig just asked. Craig has been very active on the questions today. Quinn out coaching Malone. Is it out coaching someone if you're exposing the weaknesses of their team? Is that Malone's fault? Like, he's exposing the weaknesses on this team. A team that doesn't have Gary Harris and Will Barton. And he's figured out that, like, they just don't have enough defenders, and Quinn's going at them all the time in different ways and different aspects. So Quinn's coaching an amazing series and getting the maximum out of the Jazz, but I don't know that I would call that. I don't know that that's fair that you put it, like, it's the same way that this whole idea that Gobert and Jokic have to outplay each other every night. I'm not, like, is it really, like, Quinn's been brilliant. He's an incredible coach. This is what he's great at. If you have a problem, he's going to expose it. Using Juwan Morgan is, like, kind of a masterpiece move. These late switches, all these things he does. But is that out-coaching somebody, or is that just being a great coach? I'm not sure I'm willing to go with it in a negative way. I'm willing to do it as a positive of how great Quinn is as a coach. Does that make sense? Was this Denver's best shot? I would guess it was. We'll see. I mean, they're pros. They're the number 2 seed in the league last year, number 3 seed this year. They're about as great as, you know, they're really good. Like, they thought they had a chance. Though funky, you know, they didn't all come in the bubble at the same time. They've had these injuries. Why didn't the Jazz double Jokic in the post? Jokic scored 29 points on 24 rebounds. He had 6 assists tonight. I mean, I actually sometimes think with Jokic, keeping the assist number down is actually more important than anything else. And so that's my thought on that. You know, one thing, when they started Morris and they started Murray, they're not great. If we open the broadcast, we talked about they're not great defensively now. So our guards better have big days. That's what Conley, Clarkson, Mitchell all did. It's an impressive win. Jazz are in a good place. They're playing good basketball. They're playing together. They're working hard. They're brilliantly coached. They're executing plans, and they lead the series 3-1. Surprising. Last question I just got, does the Jazz offense seem sustainable? Yeah, if they're playing Denver. Not if they're playing Kawhi Leonard, Paul George, Patrick Beverley, it doesn't. Be a very different series. You can make a lot of mistakes in the NBA evaluating players when they play the same team over and over and over again. Last question on comment on Instagram is, that was the basketball equivalent of my wedding night. I have no idea how to interpret that. What, you fell asleep in the... No, I don't know. All right, Jazz win it. 129-127. That's Postcast. I'll be back with you for Locked On Jazz. Postcast is brought to you by The Store, 6200 South 20th East. Also brought to you by the gateway location right down here. Stop by, pick up any of the great enchiladas, chicken pot pies. If you want the ribs ready for you to be cooked in just 20 minutes, and the mudslide cookie. Victories need mudslide cookies. Have a great one. Thanks for tuning in. See you, people.